Dave Boone, who also is known as Alberta, is here performing. He's in after a long drive. We'll take a listen to his first song, and then we'll get to know each other a little bit. Here he is.
Teardrops fell rolling down my eyes. So last night I wiped them dry with the lights out, and I was staring right into the dark. Yeah, I was thinking maybe I should go down there, down to hell before it's overflowed. I got things I need burned off quick. This is the only place that I know I can go. Give me a little burning done. Baby, I never did like all these new people making up their minds so quick. So to pass the time, I'm just shrugging my shoulders and I'm going with it. I'm always thinking maybe I should go down there, down to hell before it's overflowed. I got things I need burned off quick. This is the only place that I know I can go. Give me a little burning done. Afterwards, keep on having my fun. Real slow. I got things that I need to do. This is the only place that I know that's left. Ain't it funny, honey? Nobody would ever guess.
Alberta, and I didn't get a chance. You are Dave Boone, and you are Alberta. I noticed the album is under the name Alberta. Is that generally how you're booked?
Yeah, that's usually what I roll under. Probably 8 years now, I think.
Well, it's nice to welcome you here. And I was looking, your album is forthcoming, and you were kind enough to bring an advanced copy. I'm sorry, I just looked at the disc. I won't read the advice on the disc.
No, not radio friendly.
Something that I did like, the album itself is radio friendly, I think. In the credits, the design is really nice. But words, music, voices, noises, choices, all attributed to you. And that's well done.
Thank you.
Tell me a bit, first of all, what are you playing? I have not... That looks like a modified Fender, or did it come that way? I don't think I've ever seen a guitar built like that.
Yeah, it was I call it the two-tone. I found it in an attic. I'm a carpenter by day, so I was doing a job up there in the attic and found it. And, they come with the neck and the body. Fender made them for 5 years in the 60s.
Really? And that's a Newporter I see on the headstock.
Yeah.
Is that? And just to describe it, I mean, the pickguard is kind of like where you'd expect it. Is that, looks like it's metal.
It is. It's metal and then just an old Japanese guitar pickup.
Yeah, but above the pickguard is simply, it looks like a piece of stainless.
Yep.
Over the sound hole, that's really interesting. I've never quite seen that. That's part of the original Newporter design, though?
Not the pickguard stuff. Okay. This is all me. This was all me out of desperation because somebody knocked my other guitar over at a bar one night and cracked it in half, and I didn't have one. So you fortified
this guitar.
I did, yeah. Now it's my baby. Now it's me and her on the road, but...
I like the tone. So you born and raised in Detroit? Or?
Yeah, around there, a little small town outside of it.
What's that town's name?
It's Canton, Michigan. It's not that small, I suppose. Yeah. But I've it's just the burbs, man.
I've been up and around that area. It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was all right. I'm not a huge fan of the Midwest, but I think anybody who grows up in the suburbs for a while is aching to get out at some point, you know.
And when did you start playing?
I was a drummer in orchestra and stuff in high school, and I quit senior year and bought a guitar from my uncle and decided that was a good idea. So
you were doing the marching band stuff?
Yeah, I was doing that. It was just a little too tight for me.
So you wanted that's a good way to put it, loosen it up. I meant to ask you about the first song. What was the name of it?
It's called Get a Little Burnin' Done. It's off of an older record called So Says Winona. And, yeah, I kind of wrote that song as a song exercise song, just feeling stuff out, and I ended up kind of giggling at it and liking it and started playing it live, and now it's kind of my go-to warm-up tune.
To give you a sense of Dave's life, he came in this morning from Detroit?
From Portland, Maine.
Jeez, that's a long...
Yeah, that was
a haul. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Where were you in Portland?
I played this little shabby bar called Andy's Old Port Pub. It's right on the water. Had a really good time. Played 3 hours, I think.
So I spent about 5 hours in Portland last year visiting a great community radio station.
Oh, yeah?
And the only reason it was so short is my hotel room was in Boston, so we spent time in Portland and then drove to Boston. But Portland, Maine is a great
community. It was really,
community.
Yeah. It's a cool town. I played there last year, so it was good to be back. But this year, for whatever reason, there's a lot more people around, and they had a lot more fun.
So you came from Portland to Pittsburgh, and then tonight you're heading to Washington, D.C.
I'm going to leave right after this.
Yeah, so you've got a that's – it's nothing unusual about musicians driving a lot to play, but that's a lot of miles in a few days.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. I haven't been keeping track, but I got to imagine I put a couple thousand on.
Yeah, at least. Absolutely. There's so much more I want to learn about you, but why don't we have you play another song? What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do another one off of that Winona record called Show Nuff.
Alberta.
Get me on a big old train, you know the one that got away, you know the one we used to ride all night, and honey I watch your hips shake, go ahead and shake them round again, and then tell me where you been, and I'm gonna tell you. As much as I love your goods, I'm so proud of your sins. So tell your new daddy now, yeah. I'm all so bad, tossing in the night. He ain't gonna understand that our troubles is what our troubles does. I'm gonna get you back, little mama. That's sure enough. Yeah, on some big old train. You know the one I've been chased. You know the one where I was looking for you, somehow lost my place.
Go ahead and give me a little hint. Go ahead and drive me a little clue. Just don't drive me, honey. I'm a running with my bones all blue. So tell your new daddy, go on, tell him now, yeah. And baby, I'm a bad old man. Tossing in the night, he ain't gonna understand that troubles is what our troubles does. I'm gonna get you back, little mama, that's sure enough. I'm gonna get you back, little mama. That's sure enough.
Alberta here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I like that song, and you really have a great way of singing. I'm sure you've heard that before, but it's a style uniquely yours,
and
it's got just that kind of roughness. But sometimes when you hear singers with that sort of rough, scrapey kind of tone, you don't hear a whole lot of variability or emotion or tone in that.
Yeah.
And that's what I like, is you're really bringing these songs through as you listen. It's kind of neat to
do
that.
Thank you very much.
So how long have you're traveling a lot now? Are you still working as a carpenter too?
I tend to pick up some work probably once a month, though I haven't yet this month. I'm lucky enough to have a couple friends scattered around the country that are also talented carpenters who I can call and say, you know, I'm out of money. I can work, and they'll usually put me up and help me out. So,
well, you're probably in a lot of demand as a carpenter, I would think.
Yeah, it's not been hard to find work, luckily.
Anytime I've ever needed, you know, that's something I cannot do myself at all. And when I've needed somebody with skills, it's tough to find people that are able to do that kind of work.
Yeah, I kind of lucked out falling into that one.
How did you fall into that?
I was landscaping for a living, and I was playing with this band, and their drummer owns a business, and he was looking for help. He's now one of my closest friends, and so he hired me for a couple weeks, was the deal, and I ended up working for him for 2 years, and didn't stop. So
that's something. Are you in a union or
no free carpenter?
Yeah, here in Pittsburgh is a union town. It's well, we've got some of both kinds, but I was asking because in Detroit I would imagine there's a strong carpenters union there too.
Yeah, I've never done the union thing. I was living in Seattle for about 4 or 3 years. They got a lot of union guys out there, but yeah, I don't know. I've never gone about it.
It depends on the context in which you're working, and if you're working the way you are, it clearly is not as significant to you.
Yeah.
What you were just saying reminded me, I'm sure you've heard the joke, you know, what did the musician do when he won the lottery?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just play until the money runs out.
That's right. Exactly.
So this, you mentioned Winona. And this album, there's five M's on it, plus a very rare collector's item photo of the side of a phone kiosk, a public phone kiosk. You don't get to see too many of these anymore, but it's that old, you know, I guess they decided to quit making actual phone booths.
Very sad. I love phone booths.
I do too. You know, they're on eBay. You can buy. They're remarkably inexpensive, although there's probably not much of a market.
Yeah, that was in my apartment, actually.
Was it really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
did it work with a working phone?
No, I wish. No, it was kind of just like a throw your all your crap at the end of the day table place. But yeah,
there aren't that many phone booths.
No, it's hard to find
anymore. And that's a nice picture.
Nice.
So this is starting out. This is the second release for you.
So well, that's like the.
You've had some more before Winona, then.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the newest one. So it'll be out October 5th and on iTunes and all that good stuff. But I figured I'd bring you guys one.
I'm appreciative that you did that. And you're probably going to be on the road quite a bit supporting this, I would think.
Yep. Yeah, I think I have a show every day or so until September, and then I have a little break, and I'm driving back out west.
Whew.
And playing Seattle, which I'm excited to go back to, and then down the west coast and keep on keeping on.
And you're still based in Detroit?
No, I haven't lived there in 7 years.
Okay, so
yeah.
When you get a chance to stay still, where are you?
Well, I made the brash decision this time around when I left to sell all my items and cancel my lease. So I don't have quite a place to go back to yet.
I know some other folks that have done that.
Yeah.
And in fact, a few musicians that actually – do you think that's a lifestyle you might actually take on?
Well, the only problem with it is my favorite thing about music is cutting records. And I can't cut a record in a van. So I got to figure that out. Other than that, I don't mind it.
There's a market niche. We can figure out a way to do that.
Van
so
tracking.
Do you self-record or?
Yeah, I've been doing that for a while. I really like doing it that way. And you can have a lot of fun and experimenting and not have a clock ticking behind you. So
yeah, it's amazing what can be done these days. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, Alberta is the name you want to look for online and for albums. Dave Boone is the name of the guy behind the group that we're talking to. He is not playing anywhere in Pittsburgh tonight, and I'm so appreciative. Talk about a great fortitude. You were scheduled to play.
I was, yeah.
And he'll be heading off to D.C. We do have listeners all over the country. Where in D.C. are you tonight?
It's a bar called The Passenger. I have no idea where it is.
I'll look it up during your next song, see if we can find out what neighborhood it's in.
Okay.
What would you like to play next?
I'm going to play one off the new record. It's called Baby Don't Blow Your Head Off. So used, everything in here is mine. The books and the lampshades too, all unfamiliar, I don't know why. Baby, don't blow your head off, step right up inside, make yourself at home and I'll treat you just right. I got a bottle with your name right on it. Yeah, I got a bottle with your name. So yeah, I sit so patiently, waiting out the long night. I deconstruct, so paranoid. Did I get dumb or I get blind? Baby,
baby, don't blow your head off. Step right up inside. Make yourself at home and I'll fix you something right. I got a bottle with your name right on it. Yeah, I got a bottle with your name. Don't you want it? Come on, take the bottle with your name. I'm gonna take the bottle with my name. But how can I be sure it won't ever change?
Alberta here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Logan Circle is the area of D.C. in which you'll find him tonight at a joint called The Passenger. It looks like more than it's just a joint. It says it's a hip bar with craft cocktails.
Oh, my.
And over 4 stars on whatever rating service popped up. I'm looking at, can I read it from here? It's albertasound.com.
Albertasound.com,
That's a great, I'm glad you could get that, albertasound.com. And so your travels, after today, it's D.C. and then Bay City, Michigan, Saginaw, Michigan, home of steering wheels, if I remember. Is that right?
I didn't even know that. I do now. I'll go with it.
Yeah. Or is it transmissions? I used to know. There's a song about Saginaw.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll sing it there. Then Chicago for a couple nights and Des Moines. Oh, you are in the Midwest. Omaha, Kansas City, Ames, Iowa. And then you'll probably be really happy to get to Seattle, Washington, I bet.
It should be nice. I missed the West Coast, so it should be good to get over there and say hi to some friends I haven't seen in too long and hang out.
So are you writing you just finished this album and it's about to come out. Are you still writing regularly now that you've got the bucket load of songs you needed for the album? I get this feeling you probably are.
I am, yeah. I actually I have another record ready after this one. It's all done. It's recorded, and I just got to put this one out first. And but being on the road, I don't really get to sit behind the guitar too much. So I got just a bunch of jumbled ingredients lying around that I'll have to put together at some point.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because as you drive, your mind must fill with thoughts and song ideas. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. No, it's filled with something. depends on the drive, I guess. But yeah, I'm sure I'll kind of unpack all that stuff at some point and see what I can come up with. Who knows?
Yeah, it's good to be able to keep track of that, and you don't want to lose sight of the ideas too. I noticed the latest album, you've got some side folks on it too, but typically, are you playing by yourself when you go out usually?
I've been all solo so far. That was the first time in a while I had more than a handful of people help me out on that album. So that was kind of fun. I hadn't been in the studio with musicians in a while. But usually all the record, I don't really do solo records, like just a guitar and me. I don't know why. But I usually track all the instruments in there and put it together to try to fool everybody that there's a band behind the name.
It's the powertrain of a car. I'm sorry, that was really bothering me. That's what Saginaw is known for. Were keeping score, it's the powertrain. But there is a song, Saginaw, Michigan.
Powertrain.
There's a band name for you. Alberta is here with us, and if you do go to albertasound.com, you can learn more about the band and about Dave and where he's going to be playing and get a chance to support independent music that actually, you know, comes directly out of somebody's head and heart into your ears. It's an important thing to do. What would you like to do next?
I'm gonna attempt to exercise some demons here because I really screwed the song up the other night. It's called Killing Time. It's not recorded anywhere, so sorry. But yeah, I'll kick into that one here.
Trying to be mean, standing tall and strong like a hickory tree. And I know it ain't fair, but trust me, it ain't no good, no. I'm gonna love you always, just like I said I would. Oh, now little honey, don't you make a sound, filing you both into the underground. I know it ain't fair, but trust me, it ain't no good. I'm gonna do what I do, cause I done said I would. I'm going, yeah, cause I'm in love. I'm going, yeah, cause I'm in love. And I'm sitting here wondering why I ain't doing nothing but killing my time. Kind of love was forced on me, and I know it ain't fair, but trust me, it ain't no, it ain't no good. I'll take this knife out my back and stick it right where I should. I'll take this knife out my back and stick it right where I should. Killing my time.
Alberta here. I don't think you messed it up. Did you do okay?
It was all right.
Sounded good. I liked the Chuck Berry feel at the beginning of that song.
Oh, thank you.
Not a ripoff, just a nice little energy there at the start.
Thank you.
Who do you think influenced you, like growing up? Not even necessarily to what you're playing, but who did you like?
So much. I've been all over the map. I was in high school, liked punk music, Nirvana, of course. I think I really started digging deep though when I started hearing old blues music, and I never had like a taste for the Stevie Ray Vaughan types, and I always assumed that's what blues music was and didn't know any better. And then started listening to Skip James and Howlin' Wolf and Mississippi John Hurt and cats like that, and really started getting into it. And then it kind of opened the door for me listening to people who also listen to them. So enter Bob Dylan and the Stones, and all, because they liked all those guys too. So it's kind of, and now, you know, I'll listen to anything, anything and everything.
Lightnin' Hopkins on your radar at all?
That's a bad man right there.
I love, oh my gosh, I used to have so much Lightnin' Hopkins on vinyl.
And so good.
I still have access to it, but it's hard to get at.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I hear that older blues, but you're infusing something of your own into it that's really great. How did you develop as a singer?
Years of awfulness, basically. I don't even think I could. I mean, I still can't really sing in tune too well, but I listen to some of that old stuff and I'm like, plug your ears, stay away, run. I just like it. I don't know why. I probably shouldn't be a singer when it's all said and done. I should have probably stayed behind the drum set, but I just like it. I just like doing it, and I think I just decided to go with the tinny, whiny voice that is my own and stick with it, I guess.
It works. Yeah. It works for the style you're playing. You could go the Karen Carpenter route, you know, and play drums and sing.
Yeah.
There's a few that have done it. But
Levon Helm. Yeah. Yeah. That would be fun.
Not too many, though. Alberta is who you're hearing. He's going to be in Washington, D.C. tonight. Why not support him if you're in the area? Logan Circle is where he will be. And if you go to albertasound.com, you'll find a nice presence there. It also, I'm pretty sure, links to a Bandcamp site and some other places where you can find his music. Mm-hmm. You can purchase the currently available album called Winona, and then coming up soon, this will be available. Right?
Yeah,
See, I'm holding it up so you can see it. The album called
Yeah, and on the streaming services, you have to search Alberta and the Dead Eyes, or else you won't find me. There's too many Alberta names.
Who are the Dead Eyes?
Anybody that's playing with me.
Oh, there you go. Oh, I like it.
Yeah,
I like it. I won't ask too much beyond that, but I was curious, Dave, who did the design of the CD of the CD?
I did that.
Nice job. It worked really nice. It's,
yeah.
It's sort of this spooky black and white Spartan design that it just works really well, and it fits you, too.
Yeah, it worked. I wish it would have come out a little brighter at the printing press, because that picture is, I really like. I did take that picture, but I had to have somebody tell me exactly what to do, because I'm an idiot when it comes to that.
This does a good job. I guess I see a lot of CDs, so.
Yeah, probably.
This makes me want to open it up and listen to it, and actually, not that I like to judge books by their cover, but I have to often when these come in. This would be pretty much, you would be pretty much what I'd expect.
Oh, good.
After getting
finally
this, at least close to it.
Good.
Sometimes things are so far off, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
I think we have time. It's your choice, either one or two more. There's plenty of time.
All right.
I also don't want to wear you out, because I know you've had a long night and you've got a long trip ahead of you.
No, I'm used to it by now. I'll play at least one more, and then you can tell me if you're sick of me or yet.
We'll take a vote. We'll take an Insta poll. By the way, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on community radio. Thanks for doing that. A harmonica has been donned.
Thank you.
creatures are creeping in through the blinds, and I was out too long. And I couldn't tell you from the state I was in if what we did was right or wrong. Sway back to me in our old car, our old apartment and our old chair. And I'll run with you to the edge of the world, to your grave, baby, I don't care. Just don't let me go. And I won't, baby, I swear I won't ever let you down. Forget all that about the old, 'cause I can taste the new on you. Coming from your mouth and you feel it in my hands. That's right, I got it too. I'll still run with you to the edge of the world. We'll tuckle up 6 feet under and rot. Or if you wanna keep it secret, girl, well, I got just the spot. We can finally let it go. And I won't, baby, I swear I won't ever, 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 ever let you down.
Alberta here at the Saturday Light Brigade. If you're looking for his music online at Spotify and all those other various places, Pandora, etc., search on Alberta and Dead Eyes, Alberta and Dead Eyes, yes, which is where you'll find him. I took a vote and it was unanimous that you should do another song. I took my own vote. I don't often agree with myself. Sometimes it's a split.
Oh, I know the feeling.
And every voice in my head is saying yes. I want to really thank you. This is our last chance to really have a substantive chat, but I really appreciate your being down, and I also appreciate what you're doing. I'll call it a risk, or at least you could have a much different, simpler life if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But you've chosen to do a lot of traveling and to create music that's your own, and thank you for doing that.
Thanks having me. Yeah, and thanks for supporting it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it is a calling, but at the same time, it's a choice, and it's not always easy.
No. Well, yeah, thanks for having me in today.
I should ask you what you're driving, just for the fun of it.
Her name's Matilda.
Matilda the car, yeah.
And it's a 1991 Chevy G20 panel van.
Nice. Okay, that works.
Yeah, it works. I just put a window in it a couple weeks ago, so now I got some fresh air in the back, which is a nice change, because was hot back there, man.
What color is it?
It's white.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. That's the white van, you see.
Yeah.
You think that, that must be the FBI.
Yeah,
you
know, or a criminal.
Yeah.
He's going to rob me.
I know that.
Look out. Alberta's coming into town.
Alberta and Matilda.
Yeah.
The A&M. There's your deal, A&M Records. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
For being here.
Yeah.
And again, it's albertamusic.com. What do you want to close up with?
I was gonna do another song off the new record, but I think I have a friend in Seattle listening right now.
Good.
Because my phone is blowing up with texts. Thank you. Hello.
Hello, nice to have you here.
So I'm gonna play a song I used to play a lot back then, when I was living there. It's called Ears on Fire.
Well, I'm strong too tight, ears on fire, all hot from my only desire. If you keep secrets, I'm gonna tell you lies. And if you're gonna solve troubles, well, I'm gonna say I'm fine. 'Cause I'm a skeleton man waiting for a flesh-bound woman. I got wicked, yeah, I blamed it on the earth. I got salty, man, I went, I blamed it on my birth. Well, up comes the dust, and out goes the pain. I'm sitting here thinking, you know what, that desire's all the same. 'Cause I'm a skeleton man waiting for your flesh-bound woman. Well, there's blood in your eyes. I wonder if that means you're hurting. Baby, I'm your skeleton man.
Alberta, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And watch for him, albertamusic.com, or search on Alberta and Dead Eyes. I almost said Snake Eyes.
It's this is cool.
Dead Eyes.